God bless you. Thank you so very much, Brother Melvin. It is again an opportunity and a pleasure to be on with you to speak on behalf of the kingdom of God. I'm going to take you to a couple of passages of scripture, and we'll read those scriptures, and then we'll go from there. Let's start off with Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 through 33. And listen what these the words of our Lord and Savior who spoke these words. So listen to him. Verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. I'm going to skip right on down to verse 33 and take a look at that with you. Verse 33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Now, hold that, and I'm going to take you to a scripture which might seem to be totally disjoint, but I believe that when we get through dealing with it, you'll see that it's for real. And we're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 3. And we're going to look at verse 7 through 13, and if you look at that with me. Now listen, this is a discussion that went on between the Lord and Solomon. And listen to this. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child, and I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered or counted for the multitude. Give therefore, now this is what Solomon is asking the Lord for. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord. That's verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked life for thine enemies, asked the life of your enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding and a discerning judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. In other words, I've answered your prayer. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, and neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. Verse 13. And I have also given thee that which you've not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy life. Father, we thank you for this privilege to be together this morning. We thank you for the privilege of speaking on behalf of the kingdom. And we give you glory, honor. If you would just teach my heart exactly what to say now, that the men and women or whoever's listening to these words will recognize the fact that it can only be you and them, not you, them, and someone else. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. Going back to the first scripture that we read, which was in Matthew chapter 6, he said, no man can serve two masters. He'll either hate one, love the other, despise one, and so on. And the subject that I have been given by the Lord to wrap all this around, two, T-W-O, is too many. T-W-O is T-O-O, many. Two is too many. Did you get it, folks? I hope you did. Two is too many. In other words, what the Lord is wanting us to do is to focus on just him. And if we focus on just him, he will answer your prayer speedily. Believe me, he will. Now, I got a little question that I'd like to ask you. And I asked this the other morning in church, and there were, I don't know how many, there was hundreds of people in there. And I said, how many of you are married? And I don't know how many hands raised. They looked like at least 3/4 of the church hands were raised, that they were married. I said, now, you're married, each one of you are married to your spouse, and you were supposedly got your heads together before you're married, and everybody else that you ever knew or maybe have coded a little bit out of the picture. Now there's only the focus on the husband, on the wife, and the wife on the husband. How many of you would be all right if your spouse would ease over on the side and have somebody else just a little bit and come on back home? And you should have heard the rumbling in the church. I almost not been able to get them back where I could finish the message. Because everybody was saying, no, can't have that. Well, now, if you can think of that, what do you think the Lord thinks when we say to him, we love you, Lord, and we allow Satan to have a place in our lives? Did you get the message? I hope you got the message. So, that's what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for one-on-one. And he said, and then in verse 33 in Matthew 6, he said, if you seek me first and keep me first, everything that you've been looking for will be added unto you. So, what the Lord is saying to us this morning is, two is too many. So it can only be you and him. Now, listen, I just gave you a very strange relationship there that nobody in their right mind would want their spouse to have another one on the side at the same time that they're married to you. But let's look at another thing that can get in our way. And I think I was a little taste on the guilty side of this one when I was married. Way back yonder in the years past and gone. And my little wife has now gone on to be with the Lord 6 years ago. But I was, jealous, good gracious alive. You looking a little different today. In fact, she and I were in school together at Tennessee State. And being that I would play football, I lived in the dormitory. And she lived with one of the doctors out in the city. So somebody told me that they had seen my wife at the movie. And I'd be dead burned if I wasn't watching the house that night, staying up all night looking and trying to see what I could see, and I ain't seen a doggone thing. I let that get in the middle of us, and we got into a big old twist up over nothing because I couldn't keep it straight. Well, I got over with that. Then the next thing I did is that everything I wanted, everything pinned up around me. If I was cutting the yard, I wanted my wife sitting in the shade with a glass of ice water to hand me some ice water. I just wanted to look at her. Well, you know, folks, if we don't watch ourselves, we can allow our spouse, our children, our little money stuff, our jobs. There's a multiplicity of things that can get in our way to cause there be two in the package, and the Lord says, only one. He says, I will not share the throne of your heart. Did you hear that one? I hope you heard that. There's a throne in you, a throne. And God will not share that throne with anyone else, including your spouse. He will not share that. That's for you and him only. So I say to you today, keep your eyes open, keep your heart ready to do what God wants you to do. So he just told us very clearly, and he wanted us to know that you cannot have two masters. Well, let's take a run over in the Old Testament and see what that and see how that all ties up with us. Well, here's Solomon. If you remember, Solomon was the baby that David had with Bathsheba. Remember that? Oh, he was some kind of in love with that lady. So he got her and had this baby with her, Brother Solomon. Brother Solomon now, God allows this to be, and he is becoming king instead of David. So the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream one night and said, Solomon, what can I do for you, buddy? Well, y'all know that the Lord didn't say it, buddy. But that's how I'm looking at it right now. What can I do for you, friend? Anything you want me to do, let me know. Solomon didn't even hesitate. He immediately looked at God in this dream and said, Master, I'm only a child in this business of being king. You've allowed me to be king instead of my daddy. And I sure do appreciate that. And I know that my daddy is happy that I'm the one who will be taking the throne after him. I know that my daddy is happy. And so, Lord, I do need help because I don't know what to do. And you have appointed me to be in the midst of a great people. And I mean numerous of people. So many that they are uncountable that you have placed me in the midst of all of these people. And I don't know how to judge these people. I don't know how to go in and I don't know how to come out. So Lord, what I'm asking you for is one thing. Give me wisdom on how to judge such a great people. Give me wisdom to know the difference between good and evil, that I may judge them rightfully and not accuse anybody in the wrong way. Lord, if you would do that for me, that's all I want. And you know what? God got, please hear me, because I'm talking how I'm seeing this, but I'm not exactly using the words exactly like they're in the word. But I'm telling you to hear me on this one. I believe that God got happy. In fact, the Bible said his words please God. So I can make a statement that God got happy because he was pleased. In fact, there's one passage of scripture that says when a man ways please God, he'll make even his enemy be at peace with him. So what you want to do, brothers and sisters, is this. Don't forget this. What you really want to do is make God happy. And if you make God happy, the enemy can't get to you because you're hid behind God. Can we get back to the scripture? Yeah, let's move back over there where we were just a few minutes ago. Let's look at that. So to the words of Solomon please God so much so, he told Solomon, I have given you what you asked for, so that there will never be another coming after you who will know better, or have the better wisdom, or know how to judge better than you. He said, but what I am also giving you, I'm giving you what you didn't ask for. And I don't hear Solomon saying, Lord, what is it? We're getting happy over it. He said, I'm giving you riches and fame. You didn't ask for that. But I'm just giving it to you because I love your words. I love how you choose to be just you and me. I love the the fact that you didn't claim to or something else that you wanted to do rather than doing what I've asked you to do. I've made you king. I've allowed you to become king for me. Now, all of us know what happened to Solomon later on in life. He turned another direction. But one of the things that we do know is that Solomon, when he started off with just him and God. Just like you and me, just like dummies like Henry. That's me. Dummies like Henry. I wanted this girl that I met her when she was 14. I was 16, and good God Almighty, I hadn't wanted no other woman. Even as a child up, I wasn't that interested in girls and that. But when I met Essie, Lord have mercy. That was the end of the line right there. I told my sisters and brothers I was going to get married to her. So what am I saying? I'm saying that, yes, I kind of left God out of the picture. I didn't ask the Lord, is this the woman you want me to have? I didn't ask any of that. I just said, this is the woman I want, and I grabbed for her, and we went for it. Well, six children later, 4 years of college later, a bunch of money later, a bunch of houses later, I had to end up paying back because two was too many. Because I had put money in the middle. I put the wife in the middle. I put all those pretty kids in the middle. When the Lord wanted my attention and my attention only, and then he could give me the kids. He could give me the wife. He could give me the money. He could give me the houses. He could give me the land. He could give me the big car. And he could give me power. He could give me all the other stuff that I want in the community. All he asked me to do is to honor him as the first place on my throne and in my heart. So ladies and gentlemen, let me bring this to a close by saying, don't forget that God is looking for you to put him as number one, not your husband, not your wife, not your children, or any of the other stuff you want. And Lord knows, after my wife, I really only wanted to be an engineer. I never wanted to be a preacher. And I still don't today. And I've been pastoring for 50 years, coming up on the 18th of April. But I wanted to please God so bad and so much till it doesn't matter about what I want. I just want to please God. And ladies and gentlemen, whoever's around here when I leave, you'll know one thing, that he's first place on my throne, and now he's been there for years, and he'll be there the rest of my life. Oh, Father, I thank you so much for this privilege to speak to the hearts of those who are out there listening. I give you praise, glory, and honor for it, because there's none like you. Lord, I pray that the people who heard this morning will recognize the fact that there ain't nobody like you. No, Lord, nobody like you. And I'm so glad that you gave me another chance to choose just you and me. Two is too many. Only one, that is you, Lord, you and I. Thank you now, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you, folks. Thank you so much. And thank you, Brother Melvin, for allowing me to be on with you on a beautiful station, the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. And that's with Brother Melvin Slade. And that's on KRAJ 100.9 FM. I'm glad to be on here with you today. Let me give you my announcement. First of all, I'd like to invite you to come visit with us at our church. If you don't have a church of your own, come and visit with us. And we're on at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. We're on at 7 p.m. every Wednesday night. And we're located at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock, California. We're on 100 just south of Avenue R. Ladies and gentlemen, we got some special stuff coming up at us. And I'm going to give you that right quick and I'll be done. I hate to quit preaching today. I enjoyed myself with you. Thank you so much. Well, we know that Resurrection Day or Easter Sunday is coming at us. And the women are having their victory conference. And that's starting on the 26th of March. and at the Woman to Woman Annual Victory Conference, 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. on that night, and Friday, the annual conference started at 8:30 that morning, and also 7 o'clock that night. And then on the 28th, which is Saturday, is at 8:30 that morning. And the Night of Champions, by the way, is an off-site deal there, and I ain't going to mess with that. But what I do want to say that on the 3rd of April is what we call, and hopefully you do too, is Good Friday, and we have in communion that day starting at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Every hour on the hour, we're having communion. So you can come in at any hour and have communion on Friday, Good Friday the 3rd. Then on the 5th, Resurrection Sunday, we're having early morning service at 5:30 a.m. right here at our church. And then our regular service at 10 a.m. And that's at our church on 37721 North 100 Street East. And then on the 12th, we're at 5 p.m., we're ordaining some ministers and deacons, and we'll be glad to have you come by. Well, any words, anything I need to say to you is this. We love you, but the Lord is number one in our lives. Hope you do too. God bless you. Lord keep you. Amen.